cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on December the 24th, 2009. For the newcomers, I say look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. Scroll down, look at all the other sites I have up there, bookmark them for future use because sometimes the big sites go down. That way you can always download the latest shows, these alternate sites. And these are the official sites I have up. Anything else isn't mine. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, cuttingthroughthematrix.net, .us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and there's Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The Sentinel site is a European site, has all the same audios for download, but it has addition of a lot of the transcripts of the talks I've given. You can download them for print-up, and they're in the various languages of Europe. And I always say at the beginning of the show that it's up to you to keep me going. This is more than any job, believe you me. It's beyond even a vocation even. It's beyond that. It's a must-be something I have to do while we're going through the greatest changes in history by, I call it conology, the art of conning whole populations, which is not a difficult thing when you read books like Propaganda and various other ones. If you read those books that are for marketers, the big marketing companies, you'll understand the processes of manipulating the minds of millions and billions of people. It's quite easily done, in fact, especially today. And that's why I'm on the air. Now, the ads you hear on the show pay RBN for the airtime. It pays for the equipment and their staff, their boards, their board ops, and their bills. So it's up to you to keep me going, and you can do it by buying that which I have for sale at on cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, the books, the videos, the audios, or you can donate to me. It's up to you what you want to do. And you can use personal check from the U.S. to Canada. In the U.S., you can also get an international postal money order from your post office to say international postal money order. If you don't want to use a bank, Western Union, MoneyGram, and as I say, PayPal as well, or some people just send cash. Outside the Americas, you can do the same by Western Union, MoneyGram, PayPal, or cash. Again, it's up to you how you want to do it. And for those that get the disc burned and passed to them, you can write to me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, the number 4, N as in Nora, the number 1, P3E4N1. But it's up to you. As I say too, you can also order through PayPal if you send me a separate email. I'll figure that out. It's quite easy. Well, here we are. Again, it's the midwinter solstice time, and everyone's either drunk right now or making merry, or waiting for expectations of all the different gifts they swap tomorrow. It's turned into a commercialized farce, but it's been that way my whole life, and probably my parents too. Not so much, though. It was more for an upper-middle-class thing at one time. Everyone else used to get their school clothes for the year, or things they really needed for that year, and that's often when you actually got your clothes for the year, was at Christmas. And that was a great thing at that one time. Now it's just a superfluous must-buy, especially when you know everyone else is buying a gift for you. And it's tragic how it turns into basically a commercialized farce, unfortunately. Back with more after this break.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just mentioning how Christmas is unfortunately turned into just this crass commercialization and the buying and selling of products and playing on people's natural tendency to want to give something to people they like or love and how they exploit even what's left of the family unit. But at least as long as they have a Christmas time, I guess there's some kind of family unit left. The Fabians at the top, of course, that worked on the whole New World Order system for well over 100 years, really smell the end of it in this century. This is to be the century of change, where they hope to literally wipe out the last vestiges of the family and overtake production or reproduction by using artificial means and cloning and all the rest of it. They have such amazing faith in science, and I can't blame them, because after all, the boys with the money will back those sciences that are right into genetics. That's why it's pushed so much. It's for a political purpose. It's not just for curiosity at all. Everything that has come out in the 20th century came out with a political purpose in mind. Science has no head of its own. It's directed into research, into the actual areas of research, always. But as I say, they definitely want to wipe out the family unit. And right now we're going through a period of training of to be fearful and to be dominated, you might say. Let's call it what it is, dominated by military-type forces, be it was thinly disguised by police forces anymore. It was really military forces and the military itself. When you have policemen dressed with combat boots and all the rest of it, you can just swap those dark coloured clothing for green or camouflage, and it's just the same gear they got on as the troops, even the flak jackets. That really is a form of not just protection for them, it's a form of training the public. Why do they need combat boots and their pants tucked in like a military? Why? When they're in cities. It's to get you trained. This is the time of training for the century of change, to simply obey. Someone mentioned last night going into a train in New York how since 2001 they've gradually trained the public to accept these ninja guys, the black ninja guys with the black clad guys with the combat boots and the guns in the subways, on the trains, and have tannoy systems blaring out that you can be searched at any time, you must comply, all this. What you're looking at is what you'd expect inside a prison. Inside a prison or a prison camp. This is not by accident. So many studies were done and experiments on getting a controlled population inside dummy prison camps and dummy prisons by leading universities, working, of course, for the military-industrial complex. I've read about some of them on the air and how people adapt into the outfit, the customary gear that they wear. They adapt into that role so quickly, even within 24 hours. And unfortunately, we have a culture today where a whole generation by purpose was brought up with a diet of the most debased, if you want to call it, music, which I don't, in the world. And video games were designed for the military to desensitize the military from killing, so they'd kill with a Pavlovian reflex. That's not by accident at all. I can remember when I was small, you had the feminist groups and all the ones funded by the big foundations, and they all were, by the way, for political changes, not for to help women, but for another purpose altogether. There's always another purpose. But they're going after the toy guns that they'd sell for young boys. I haven't seen any great movement to stop all the killing video games that have been out for the last 15, 20 years. Haven't seen any condemnation from any group at all on this. A steady diet of killing. You start off here, you slaughter as many as you can till you get to there. That's the whole point of it. And now they're wearing, they have a massive recruitment pool they can take these guys from and give them the real stuff, the real thing, the real combat gear, the real machine guns and all the rest, and then they turn them on you. So they're already conditioned that those that wear the uniform are the good guys, the brotherhood, and everybody else is dangerous. You're just there to be shot, basically. Unfortunately, I'm telling you the truth. The psychology works like this. Very, very, very simple stuff. And we see it in other countries too, like Britain, where the police don't even talk with civility to the people who stop on the roads. They'll swear at them, for instance. And that's what happens under any tyranny where you have a kind of martial law type system. And that's what we have, believe it or not, that's what we're living through. And as long as you don't use the terminology, we won't catch on. They will never say tyranny. They'll never say you're under a totalitarian system. They'll never say you're under a world socialist type system that's been planned for a long time. They'll never tell you any of that, so they don't give you the words to connect what you're actually seeing. And unfortunately, most people have been trained not to think for themselves. They do expect the media to be forthright with everything and tell them exactly what's happening. And that's, they really believe the media is there to help them. And that's so far from the truth. Even in the media, you can get lots of predictive programming. I'm talking about news media, not just the movies, where they put spins on things. Why, for instance, very, very few journalists come out and speak out against the totalitarian system that's taken freedoms and rights from all the public. Very few have come out and said where it obviously is intended to go. They all know. Now, with everything else to do with people who still stand up for a country or a people, they come down, the same media come down like a ton of bricks on them, because international is the must be, you see, for them. This is the end of all sovereign nations, where you identify with the nation. So these same journalists that have no problem bashing anybody who speaks out about the farce of global warming being a pure con to get us all under a new governmental system and taxed from birth to death many times over with another massive tax. Anyone who speaks out about that is hammered by the same media, but meanwhile they can give you straightforward articles with no comment on them when it suits the other side, you see. Now, Britain, for instance, again, the flagship for the New World Order, always puts in these projects first that the police and the military try out. And they've been trying out these cameras on the policemen's helmets there for over a year now. Now, when you see cameras on their helmets, you've got to understand this is also military. The military used that over in Iraq and Afghanistan. There's always one guy in a group of four or five who wears the camera, and that is beamed by satellite all the way back to the Pentagon. They can watch and see what's happening. They wrote about it too in Jane's magazine years before they actually did it. But now your police are doing it as well, so there's no difference between the police and the military. You gotta understand the police too are a paramilitary organization. You'll see it more so in countries like Canada, where you see them marching and about facing and all the rest of it. That's not what police was supposed to be for. Police were supposed to be, and they were, even locally, elected by the people. And if the people didn't like them, they were fired. The whole lot of them at times. And that's why everything had to be centralized under the Marxist regime, which the Fabians are simply part of. It's all the same regime, and they specialize by different techniques to confuse the public. What's different from that and so on? No, they're all the same. So here's a straightforward comment here, you see, without the warnings they should give people. San Jose police test head-mounted cameras for officers. And that's from the San Jose Mercury News from the 18th of December. It says San Jose police under fire for interactions with the public that have turned violent, on Friday launched a pilot project equipping officers with head-mounted cameras to record contacts with civilians. Now, that's the same terminology they use with them over in Afghanistan to make contact with the insurgents. I hope people realize you've got to connect things. Officers will activate the cameras about the size of a Bluetooth device and attached by a headband above the ear every time they respond or make contact with a person. At the end of the officer's shift, the recording will be downloaded to a central server. Chief Rob Davis said the devices to be tested by 18 patrol officers are technological advance compared to the advent of police cars, comparable to two-way radios and the 911 emergency system. San Jose is the first major U.S. city to try out the devices known as Axon. Although officers are already bearing vests, weapons, and radios, most of them welcome adding a camera to their record their actions, Davis said. In addition, he said, we're making it so it has cachet, he says. A leading critic of the department welcomed the cameras as a tool to provide useful evidence, but dismissed their significance as a solution to rocky police community relations. Well, what do you expect when they're walking about like Borg spacemen, you know, amongst the people? A leading critic of the department welcomed the camera as a tool to provide useful evidence, but dismissed them as a solution to rocky police community relations. The Axon project is unfortunately a positive thing right now because the level of distrust is so high, said Raj Jaya Dev, director of the community organization Silicon Valley Debug. Back with more after this break.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just reading an article from the San Jose Mercury News to do with the head cameras they're trying out there first before they spread across the U.S. You know darn well it's going to go. They did the same thing in Britain. They start in one little place and then they all want it. And they get it. They get the toys that they want, don't they? Just like the military. And it said here, this is how it's done now with big business. This public-private partnership deal with all their lobbying groups and so on. The cost of the trial is being shouldered by maker Taser International of Scottsdale, Arizona. Boy, they do love the policing business and they help hype up the fear amongst the cops themselves. It says, but if the trial leads to a full-fledged use, equipping the entire 1,400 officer department will be expensive at $1,700 per kit and a $99 per officer monthly fee. The system could cost $2,888 per officer in the first year or $4 million. Well, that's okay. The taxpayer can get screwed again, can't they? I mean, there's no end to how much you can wring out the taxpayer, as we've seen over and over again, especially this year. So, it says the kit includes a camera, a control piece, and a computer that can hang from the belt in the pilot project. Officers have been directed to switch on the camera as they're about to contact a civilian. I like the way they call us all civilians now, too, eh? See, that they are military, you understand? And we are civilians. It used to be citizens, now it's civilians. That's standard, again, New World Order speak, you see. training us that we're just civvies and these are the ultimate military authorities. The camera is equipped with an audio recorder, align the officer's vision, and can be later switched to standby mode. So now they're going to have permanent records of anything that's said you say. They can also, you know darn well they can alter it too. So the easiest thing is to piece things together that you've said. You've said something completely different. It's amazing, but not really amazing, is it? We kind of expect this kind of stuff, don't we? There's an article too to show you how, and I hope Americans really take note of it, because as I say, if they really want to stay ignorant of what's happening across the world, then they'll never be. They'll allow the same things to be happen to themselves. Now, a lot of Americans don't even know what the European Parliament is. They really don't know. They've never heard of it. And even though they have thousands of radio stations in the U.S. and TV, they don't realize they're being kept insular. They're not supposed to know. That's why the U.S. was the only country for about 30, 40 years that sold radios without a short band frequency. Short band gives you international programs across the planet. They just gave them FM and AM in the U.S. That's all you can get now pretty well is FM and AM, except for a few places like Radio Shack who can order in a shortwave for you. Knowledge is power, so obviously they keep you dumb and stupid. And people in the US really don't know there's a parliament in Europe. For the whole of Europe, it's too mind-boggling to even comprehend that massive block. Now, isn't it amazing, too, that the Soviet idea was the whole united Europe? They got that from Karl Marx that wrote about it in the 1800s in Das Kapital. He talked about regions and blocks. And so as the Soviet system falls, supposedly, here we are with the exact same system socialized as well, with the merging of the two systems together. And it's a dictatorial parliament with a secret bunch at the top. And I've read the articles from the mainstream European newspapers, admitting that the politicians themselves that are supposed to represent them have no real voting power to change any laws made by the secret bunch at the top that does make all the laws in secret. And that's what's to come in this post-democratic system in the US, Canada, and Latin America as we're merged together. Most folk don't even know we are being merged and that they sign further closer ties and integration every year with prime ministers and presidents. They don't know what's been happening every year since 2005. So, here's about the European Parliament, and it's from the Mail Online, 27th October 2009. It says, Brussels bureaucrats are plotting a massive expansion in the use of surveillance and controversial extradition powers, a report warned last night. At the same time, they will also increase their meddling in Britain's justice system. See, the end of sovereignty goes, and in comes this new justice system. The EU wants to create its own version of the Home Office. That's the legal system that runs all of Britain, and including all the spies and everything else, all the different secret services are underneath them, and all laws in Britain, to oversee the policy changes, and even has plans to train a third of the police service to create a block-wide, that's the term, block-wide, like Soviet block-wide common culture of policing. I'll mention here, too, the police have special radios over in Europe now. It suddenly came out, and they're all hooked up suddenly, it must have taken them years to prepare it, where they can contact and talk to policemen in any other country and within Europe. Special radios. It says a cluster of CCTV cameras going up. Bureaucrats are planning a massive expansion of surveillance. There would be an increased sharing of British DNA, your health and your tax records with foreign governments and investigators, as well as the introduction of new Big Brother surveillance techniques. Cash from the Economic Union's £1 billion Justice and Home Office Affairs budget is being used to look at whether CCTV cameras can be installed to predict whether somebody is about to commit a crime, not just to catch them. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs where you can trade your Jacksons for top-quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, reading an article from the Mail Online to do with the big super parliament that eventually the Americas have to copy. It was discussed as far back as the free trade negotiations, where that headquarters would be in the 80s, late 80s. It says here that analyst Steve Booth said, "How can citizens expect their fundamental rights to liberty and independence from the state to be protected by unaccountable institutions which have a vested interest in creating more laws?" The report by the think tank called Open Europe details how the EU has already adopted swathes of surveillance powers, but it says once the Lisbon Treaty has been ratified, which they just ran through, this will increase dramatically. "We are fast approaching a situation where the EU will have the full coercive machinery of a state, but without the proper democratic controls or robust checks on power that citizens should expect." Well, there's the very important word, should. What's happened to them? What has happened to them? They should expect it, shouldn't they? It says Open Europe points to the creation of a committee on EU internal security as the equivalent of a fledgling EU Home Office. EU ministers and the European Commission are currently negotiating a raft of controversial proposals which are expected radically to increase the EU's role in policing criminal and security matters, the report says. And then when he puts all the data of everyone, it says here, it's just a common culture of policing and the mass collection and sharing of personal data. So all your data is scattered across the planet to these characters, including DNA records, and your health, unemployment or employment records, whatever, it's all in there, into an EU-wide database. There's power for you, power over every single individual. Crucially, this means the DNA of innocent Britons could be shared with foreign countries, as the UK database still contains samples of those never convicted of any crime. This funding is being ploughed into the Orwellian-sounding INDECT, I-N-D-E-C-T project, which includes the monitoring of various people, clusters, and detection of abnormal behaviour and situations of danger. A separate project is seeking to develop models of suspicious behaviour so potential criminals can be identified by the CCTV cameras. They're trying to make these cameras intelligent, so you've got to walk around like they did in the Soviet Union, always staring at the sidewalk, because you don't look anybody in the eye, don't look left or right, just look miserable. Keep your hands in your pockets, and as I say, don't make eye contact, that's suspicious, and especially towards anybody wearing military gear. And just glum, unhappy, and miserable, and you might be left alone. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding about that. The Open Europe also highlights possible proposals allowing people to be tried in UK courts for offences which are not even crimes in the UK. That was all the way back to the League of Nations, when they wanted to set up the different courts, the International Criminal Court, and the different courts of justice, where they could extradite anybody across the world. If you could offend anybody at all, they want you over there to try you in their country. And it says here, this could happen if, for example, a person is accused of a string of crimes in the UK, but also an offence such as Holocaust denying elsewhere. What about global warming denying? Is that next? Wouldn't say it wouldn't be. It could very well be next. Because we are going into an Orwellian totalitarian world. This is it's designed to go that way. You've got to get a totalitarian system in, scare the bejesus out of the people, and keep them in fear. That's your typical reign of terror. Then you bring their populations down. You kill as many as you can through starvation, all the rest of it, to keep them all in line. Lenin said it was a good thing that people starve, to teach the rest to survive, depend on the state and not to cross it. There's also the potential for a threefold increase in the number of UK citizens extradited under the European arrest warrants. So, it just goes on and on and on, on and on and on, and people are just dancing their lives away. Hoping. It's amazing, too. I get letters all the time from people who say, oh, when is it all coming down? And I say, it's been coming down your whole life. It's incremental. They expect some big flash for some ending and letters in the sky saying, this is the end or something. That's what they expect. Because they've adapted step by step to every new regulation that comes along. That's why they employed Skinner and the behaviourists, and put so much money into that for governmental purposes of controlling the public and manipulating the public. You adapt all the time. And we've adapted ourselves into a system where we don't even realise we're in a big prison camp. All the signs are around you. All of them are around you. But as long as the media doesn't say what I'm saying, doesn't use the right terms, the right words, people will not connect to it. Why? Because each time they can turn on that TV, there's their comedy on, the usual faces are on, everything seems normal to them. That's why. There's an article that was on Spiegel Online, and it's from the 9th of December. They did an interview with a US economist called Dennis Meadows. Very important guy, Dennis Meadows. these are the characters that are technocrats. They have power, as Quigley said, like Maurice Strong, but really are never elected into anything. But they have the real power to get things done behind the scenes on a massive scale, global scale, for the Fabian-type system of total control. And this says, interview with U.S. economist Dennis Meadows, Copenhagen is about doing as little as possible. He's not happy with this. He wants them to rush ahead with a complete totalitarian system. And it says, with his, now here's the guy who really went, got the first major book out. It says, with his 1972 book, The Limits to Growth, he's talking about humans, right? Dennis Meadows was one of the first to warn about the looming environmental crisis. Remember, that was the job of the Club of Rome. He belongs to the Club of Rome. They admit in their other book, The First Global Revolution, that they came up with the idea of global warming, famine, and the like would fit the bill to bring us all together under this UN system. So the U.S. economist spoke to Spiegel Online about the need to drastically change our behavior and why he doesn't expect much from the Global Climate Change Summit in Copenhagen. He was asked about his predictions back in 72 and how accurate were they. He says, well, they're amazingly good, he says, unfortunately. See, we're in the midst of an environmental crisis, which we predicted then. We, of course, big we. The difference is that we have lost 40 years during which humanity should have acted. See, they wanted to control us much faster than they have. And as people ask him, he says, you've been one of those warning about the environment ever since the first publication of your book. Now, representatives of almost 200 countries are guaranteed to tackle the environmental crisis. Are you satisfied? And Meadows replies, I don't take it seriously. The whole thing is a huge ploy. I'm outraged because the situation is outrageous. If we rely on conferences instead of changing our lifestyles, then things look bad. Then he goes on about humans, you see. And it brings up in this article, because he's spoken out about drastically culling back the amount of people on the planet. And he goes into the usual, these little hypocrites that they are. Well, it's just something that will have to happen. I don't know how, blah, blah, blah. In other words, he will not dirty his hands on it. But they always find the goons who will. Every country has them. Every country has them. Look at your history books. Then he goes on about cutting down to a certain level. And he uses the UN tactic, because this is straight from the UN and the Club of Rome. He was asked, is it possible to have 9 billion people on the planet? Meadows says, no, even 7 billion is too much, at least if they're all to have an appropriate standard of living. If you think it's acceptable to have a small elite that enjoys a decent lifestyle and a large majority that is excluded from that, then the Earth can probably sustain 5 to 6 billion people. That's exactly what the UN's been prattling about for years. If you want everybody to have the full potential of mobility, adequate food and self-development, then it is 1 or 2 billion. I hope you're all getting this. These guys have got everything except horns sticking out their heads. I'm not kidding you. So Spiegel asks him, how does one achieve that? And then he says, again, the hypocrite, oh, I have no idea. Oh, I'm an ethical person. What a liar. And I wouldn't hurt a fly. No, he would. He'd get someone else to do it, you see. The problem is that with our current lifestyle, we're hurting the people of the future. They don't give a darn. They think all the masses are post-industrial and are therefore useless eaters. They're the evolved ones up in academia, you know. Science is the way for the future. They don't need all the people. So Meadows says, we don't have to save the world. The world will save itself like it always has. Sometimes it takes a few million years until the damage is repaired. A new balance has been established. The question is much more, how do we save our civilization? He always gets back to culling the people, you know, on and on and on and on he goes. But these creeps have been on the go forever, well funded by, again, the big foundations. So who is he? And they have their awful, awful wiki, a limited answer on this, because they don't tell you his mother or his dad was, or their history or anything like that. Dennis L. Meadows, he says, born on June 7th, 1942, is an American scientist and emeritus professor of systems management. Systems, that's you, we're part of the systems, you see. And these guys, I'm sure, would either go into fashion design and dress up women. They would. Or play with dolls' houses. Always moving the furniture around. And having everything pristine, you know, everything had to be in place. They're obsessional. And they see the world and society in the same light. It's just one big doll's house they can dress up. No kidding. You think that tyrants are rare? No, not at all. The psychopaths are very common. And they're all elitists. They believe they are way superior and have the right to play with you like they play with little dolls. It says he received his BA from Charlton College and a PhD in management from Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It's amazing how many of them come out of MIT. It goes on about, from 1970 to 1972 at MIT, he was director of the Club of Rome project on predicament of mankind. I love how they worded it at MIT. Further on, Meadows has been a tenured professor in faculties of management, engineering, and social sciences. We all come under that, you see, it's the social science. For many years, he was director of a graduate program based in business and engineering. He's facilitated workshops and developed innovative and complex strategic games all over the world for decades. And blah, 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 blah. And it's so limited on his background and his history, his family history, that there's obviously something a lot more to it. I'd like to find out who his parents were. Again, Wiki, is if you think that's free and it's there to give you the complete truth on anything, well, I think you'll wait to the end of the New World Order and just go along with it all because you're not thinking at all. Not thinking at all. And the Senate passes a landmark health reform bill. That's from the, I think it's the WashingtonPost.com. And it says in a 60 to 39 party line vote, Senate approves a bill that would provide coverage to more than 30 million and begin a far-reaching overhaul of Medicare. It's the complete destruction of the old system and the world socialist system. Remember, under the UN Charter, everyone in the world is to be guaranteed the minimal health care. They mean that minimal is minimal. They mean that, truly. And it's also to eradicate what's left of the middle class. Now, the middle class in the US is different from a middle class in Britain. Middle classes in Britain tend to be collar, tie, and X amount of bucks. Whereas in the US, many working people were able to be classed as working as a middle class because of their income. That's when they had the factories and all the rest of it, but that was also part of the communist idea, was to eradicate the middle classes. That's what the boys want at the top. Eradication of the middle classes. And they're pretty well there. What do you think the bank collapses was all about? It just didn't happen by itself. It was allowed. The bubbles have been allowed to grow for years and years and years and years. Why then? They pulled it at the right time because it goes right in. What did they say at the CFR right away? We can use this to our advantage, as they do with everything else. Everything else. Now remember these links I put up on my website at the end of the show, if I can get the speed from ExploreNet that's giving me a lower speed than the lowest package you can buy from them. I'm not in the lowest package, but then I'm saying things I'm not supposed to say. And Canada doesn't quite tolerate it the same way as the US. Although the US is catching up, the acts here in Canada, because they all know each other at the top, they'll go to the same college, Upper Canada College, and have the old boy network. So give Alan the hassle with ExploreNet. Then ExploreNet simply takes rental off Hughes Industrial Satellite System. And you can see how it all ties together. It's quite easy, isn't it? Quite simple. And this is a boom time for the psychopaths in the business world. I remember about 2 years ago, the surveys started to come out for the first time, at least outside psychiatry and psychology, to do with psychopaths in the business world. And they say, is your boss a psychopath? They'd give you signs and symptoms and so on. Because naturally they get addicted to power and status, and they're all ego, you see. And they're making a killing from all this green rubbish that they're on about. They're spending more money on creating green replacement power and all that than ever you can imagine. More money, more energy even to make the stuff they're on about. Here's how ridiculous it is. This is from November the 16th, 2009, Times Online. Britain cuts down forests to keep green power stations burning. These brand new green power, where all the top psychopaths, these big companies in there, building these power stations across Britain. It says UK timber imports will rise by 150% to fuel the new power stations. Britain is sent to plunder the lungs of the world to feed its growing hunger for wood to burn in power stations. A series of biomass-fired plants are being built in the UK, the Greenies, you see, that will trigger a 150% surge in timber imports from 20 million tonnes today to 50 million tonnes by 2015, according to the Forestry Commission. British power plants are already shipping wood from Canada, Brazil, Scandinavia and South Korea. Just one of the new biomass plants at Port Talbot, South Wales, will consume 3 million tonnes of wood per year, equivalent to 30% of the UK's domestic annual wood harvest of 10 million tonnes. They're all green stations, by the way. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. It's astonishing when we're all broke, supposedly, that the military and the police are to spending all the money that's borrowed, because, you see, your governments are always borrowing money from the world bankers. We're all in debt forever in every generation to come for probably 10, 12 generations, which will never end because they just keep adding and borrowing, don't they? I think the only ones who are buying today are the military and the police. That's what it seems to be. No shortage of cash. as the U.S. has used to finish off the last few countries and standardize them into the same globalist socialist system. That's his job. And I said years ago, as the U.S. was finishing off that job and paying for it and doing it all with soldiers and troops, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath them back home, like Mr. Dennis Meadows would say. He really wants you only to have about two pairs of shoes maximum, that's even in the article. Because they're the control freaks, ultimate control freaks and hypocrites. But here's the Bloomberg.com to show the latest purchase of the U.S. military, and it's the U.S. L-3 spy plane, which is sending off to Afghanistan by Christmas. And that's from, let's say, December 24th. It's quite interesting. All the different companies that are associated with the creation of this plane, like Hawker, Beechcraft Corps, L3 Communication Holdings, Inc., Raytheon's involved. All the biggies are all involved in it, too. And it's got everything on it, all kinds of different gadgets and all the rest of it, satellite links and various image detectors. And computers that can literally detect what something is in very fuzzy images. It can actually tell you what it really is, supposedly. So the new planes provide full motion video and specialized signals intelligence, and all 24 of them should be in Afghanistan by September. I wonder how many billions this is costing. And you know, too, they're obsolete within about 6 months. They want another bunch. Guess the latest model, guess another 24. There's no lack of cash for that, is there? Now you know why you're going to get the barest minimal medical care, because all your everything that you earn is going to end up going to government. The modified planes are equipped with both high-resolution and heat-sensing cameras produced by New York City-based L3 Communications Holding, Inc., and with radios from Waltham, Massachusetts-based Raytheon Company, and Melbourne, Florida-based Harris Corp. Also equipped with sensors that can monitor insurgents. That's like people who stand up for their country. You'd call them patriots if you lived there, but the U.S. likes to call them insurgents when you go and invade that country. They'll pick up their conversations and help pinpoint the locations of Jeffrey Richelson, author of the U.S. Intelligence Community, a detailed compendium now in its fifth edition. The sensors are provided by the National Security Agency, which manages U.S. eavesdropping satellites. You will see all this stuff eventually, of course, across the skies. I already have some of this stuff going across Canada, these drone-type craft. The Congress this year approved, it's amazing, the Congress approves $950 million to buy as many as 37 aircraft from Wichita, Kansas-based Hawker Beechcraft Corp. Flying at 35,000 feet, and they can orbit for as long as 5 hours. Oh, they love their toys, don't they? Hawker Beechcraft, guess who owns it now? Goldman Sachs Group. Oh, they run the U.S. Well, from Hamish and myself from Ontario, Canada, on this Christmas Eve, and have a happy Christmas out there, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet